Yo, what's good? It's Clyde, and welcome back to the Clyde Talk Podcast. I'm certainly happy that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast. Really quickly, I want to ask a favor of you. If you could leave a review or a comment, or leave a 5-star rating, if it's 5 stars to you, man, that would be great. I would appreciate the support. Even you taking a screenshot and putting it on your story on Instagram, that would be helpful. Whatever you do is appreciated, man. So just want to take that time to say that. As we jump right into it, I have to be honest, I was a little apprehensive about talking about this topic, only because it's not that motivational message in a way. It's more so one of those kind of check you and one of those things that God kind of placed on my heart. So, you know, I'm gonna be obedient, because who I'm trying to please, man or God, right? So whatever. All right, so as we jump right into it, right, this topic was actually inspired by Coach Prime or Deion Sanders, right? And he posted this a couple of weeks ago. And he was talking to his players in a video about respecting women. And under the video, you know, after I reposted it, you know, I was, you know, it brought my heart joy just to see him pouring into his athletes and his students. Only because it brought back memories of my coaches doing the same for me. And so under the comment section, there was a comment that said, "It's a shame that that has to be taught." And it bothered me, you know what I mean? It bothered me because to me, it's not a shame that it has to be taught. Because if it's not taught, how is it going to be learned? Right. And I think that's the problem in today that I'm seeing. A lot of men are not taught, and you have to be taught how to have good manners. You have to be taught how to show respect and to have discipline and exercise some self-control. And see, when boys are not taught, you get underdeveloped men. And I think that's what I'm seeing today, like underdeveloped men. And see, that's why I'm grateful for coaches like Coach Prime, because when I saw that video, it made me reflect on some of the coaches that I've had, and some of the mentors that I've had growing up. And now I'm in a position where I'm able to pay that forward to those who are coming behind me. And so I talked to some of those teens, some of those middle and high schoolers, and some of those first, second year college students. And I tell them, and I try to guide them in the right direction, just as, you know, those who came before me did the same for me. Matter of fact, let me shout out to, you know, James Jones and Pastor Terry, Coach Harp, Coach Frank, Uncle Tony, Uncle Andre, you know, and even my own father, James Clyde Sr. Man, I just appreciate y'all for just showing me the way, guiding me in the right direction, and helping me be the man I am today, because without y'all, I wouldn't be who I am. So but I think that just brings me back to this conversation, man, because, you know, we need to, as men, do better. Even the Bible talks about, like, you know, training up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he would not depart from it. Which kind of speaks to the importance of us as men being those good role models or influences in these young boys' life. Because these young boys, they gonna imitate something, right? And being that the majority of the influences they're seeing on the everyday is culture. Culture is going to have a heavy influence, and culture is not teaching them how to be the great men that they need to be. You know, and I think that's why you can make the argument why the suicide rate of men is so high. It's because they're imitating the wrong image of a man. And they're adopting the wrong ideology of what a man is supposed to be. And when you start adopting that ideology, you start chasing the wrong things. And the things you start chasing, when you get them, you realize it leaves you feeling so empty. And it makes you feel like, dang, I've spent my whole time, my whole life chasing the wrong thing. And not only chasing the wrong thing, man, but chasing it for the wrong reasons. Because, you know, when we're chasing these things and performing to be deserving of somebody's love, or we feel like we have to do so much. We have to grind, right? We have to grind, all work, self-made, all that kind of stuff. It leaves us feeling like if I don't keep this up, it's all or nothing. It's an arrogant way of thinking, because it's like it's all on us. It's all up to us. We're our savior, but we're not. You can't fix yourself because you're broken, you know. And then at the same time, it's like that void that you're trying to fill, only God can fill it. No amount of anything, drinking, sex, work, anything can fill that void like Jesus can. And so it's like you're trying to do something so hard and so much to try to get this love that you so crave, but God gave it willingly. And I think that's the good news that Jesus is trying to preach to us. You know, when we read our Bible, like, listen, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. I don't want you to feel like you have to perform to be loved. I loved you before you were even born, before you were even thought of. You know what I mean? Like, before you was formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Right? And it's like, I don't want you to feel like you have to perform. I don't want you to do something to get something. I want you to be loved. Not do loved. Be loved. So yeah, man. Ooh. Felt that. So if you're a man and you're listening to this, man, I just want to share, like, bro, you don't have to, you're not what you do, you're not what you have, you're not what you make, man. You're who God called you to be, man. And I know that sounds foreign in a society where they're telling you that you have to do something, or you have to adopt this performance-based love, or that you have to provide something tangibly or monetarily, usually, to be significant or be valuable. I want you to know that you don't have to do that, and God still says that you are loved. He still says that you're valuable. And so I want you to really tap in to see what God is telling you to be and who he is calling you to be and what he says about you, man. Because his way and what he says and his image of you is so much better. And so if you're going to imitate anything, imitate Christ, imitate him, man. And so, you know, when you don't have a father figure, maybe you didn't grow up without a father, that's cool. You have a great role model, a great father in Jesus. And so imitate him, right? I remember talking to one of my mentors growing up, and I'm like, yo, what y'all telling me is cool, but I don't see nobody my age doing it. Like, y'all married, y'all doing that, doing this, like, y'all a little older, you know, but bro, I don't see nobody my age. And I remember being told to be the example that I need to see, be the example that I need to see. And I think that's the problem, man. You know, we have a lot of followers, but not enough leaders. And I want us men to step up as leaders and be leaders of, you know, our respective influences, our perspective circles. And I want us to step up in a big way. And so hear my heart on this, man, because it's important that we teach these young guys how to be the men. Even in the Bible, Titus 2:2, it says older men should be self-controlled, worthy of respect, sensible and sound in faith, love and endurance. And how can we expect these young guys to be that if we're not representing that? Right. So, men, it's up to us, man. It's up to us to do better, bro. And see, I was one of those people, you know, who's like, you know, who am I to talk about this? Because I don't always do everything right. I'm not always the best influence. I'm not always the best example of what a Christian man or a godly man is supposed to be. But the thing is, right, when the Bible is talking about, you know, older men should be self-controlled, worthy of respect, sensible, sound in faith, love and endurance, how can you do that without the help of the Holy Spirit? Right. And I think that's the important part, that you cannot do this on your own. You can't uphold a certain standard on your own. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. It's hard being a man, right? And it's even harder being a man of God. But the man of God is so important right now. You see, and I do think it's a difference between a man and a man of God, because see, the man of God is accountable to God for his actions. A godly man is committed to his family. So when things get tough and the grass starts to look a little greener on the other side, he remains committed to what he started. And I know that because that's what my father showed me. And that's something that seemed so simple at the time. Something as simple as staying and being present was the best thing for me to see, though, you know, because see, as I'm getting older, I realize that, you know, one of the most important things a man can give you is his time. Y'all gonna make me get on my soapbox, but if I could for just a second, in today's culture, I don't think that a man's time is valued as much as his money is. Hear me out, though, because I think the reason behind that is because many grow up in a home where the man is not present. So we see how mama struggled and sacrificed to make ends meet. So we see a need for another income, right? Or if you had a dad in your life, but not necessarily in your home, when he comes around or when it's time for a visit, he's usually buying something to make up for the time he has missed. And even think about this too, like child support is usually associated with money. However, that's not the only way a child needs to be supported. Like, I'm pretty sure that your kids would rather have you than your money. And then think about the cycle you are contributing to too, you know, like, especially if you have a daughter, you know, because I'm sure they appreciate your time over money. And, you know, you don't want to appropriate that. You know, if a man is spending money on you, then that means he loves you. Because that's what I'm seeing in today's culture, too. But that's such a shallow. Okay, I'm just I just wasn't going here, y'all, I promise. But it's just shallow to me. It's low hanging fruit. Like, love should be so much deeper than that. It should not be as transactional as people are trying to make it seem. And so, you know, you spend money on a prostitute, but you don't mean you love her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you can buy gifts, but that doesn't necessarily make up for the time that you missed. It's, and again, I'm not saying it's not a form of how you can show love, but it just should not be the form. That's more so what I'm trying to indicate, but I don't know, and I may be biased, but I'm open to conversation, so let's talk about it. So yeah, that's why I'm glad that I had a model, not only like a mentor, but a father in the home too. Because, okay, let me go here. Because some things need to be seen done and not just heard said. Because I saw my dad getting up early, and I saw my dad reading his Bible way before he told me to. I saw my dad opening the door for my mother, buying her flowers, washing her car, mowing her grass, cooking breakfast, washing clothes, doing whatever, washing dishes. You know what I mean? Like, leaving the toilet seat up. I'm joking, Dad. I'm just playing. But like, I've seen him. I've seen him doing all that before he even told me to do it. I don't even think he had to tell me to do it, because I just saw him do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that discipline was instilled in me. Like, and so while I'm grateful for Coach Prime and coaches that I grew up with, man, it's something about seeing some things modeled in the home that makes a big difference. And so I just think we need to normalize being more present, being there for our kids, being there for these young guys, even if they're not your biological sons, man. Like, spend some time with them, you know what I mean? Show them, give them a word of encouragement, do something, man, because they need to see the importance of having a godly man in their life. Because the lack of means a lot of lessons are not being taught in the home, a lot of lessons are not being taught in school. A lot of lessons are not being taught in the world. And You know, I love our single mothers. I love our women, but a mother cannot teach a man how to be a man. I'm sorry. I have to say it. Like, you know, they can love, they can nurture, they can take care of their son, but they cannot teach a boy how to be a man. And I think that's why it's important for us to be in the home, be in their lives, especially boys. So men, we got to do better. And I'm not trying to throw no shade on nobody, man, because I know everyone has their different situations, right? Everyone is different. There are some outliers and extenuating circumstances, right? Because, you know, there are some mothers who keep their child from their father. You know, some men are incarcerated and they can't be with their child right now, right? Or some people have been in abusive relationships, so it's not in their best interest to let that man around their child. I get it. I'm not trying to speak on that. I'm just more so speaking from a perspective of we as men need to be in the home and in the lives of these young boys and girls, because when we are not in the home, we can see the effects of our absence. When we're not in their lives, we can see the effects of our absence. So yeah, man, I'm talking to y'all, bro, today. You can tell by my voice that this is so heavy on me, but I really wanted to come on here and say that, you know what I mean? Like, it's important for us. And I think I'm gonna write a book about this, if I'm being honest, if I can disclose that, you know. I'm really passionate about that. I'm passionate about being that big brother. And so if you're listening to this and you know a man that you need to send this to, man, send it to him so he know. And love on a man today, especially a black one. Tell him how special he is and how important he is. And, you know, because I just, my heart goes out to us right now. I just don't feel like, you know, we're shown the respect and the love that we need, you know what I mean, to stay here. So my heart grieves for that. And so y'all hear my heart. So, yeah, until next time, y'all be safe. Y'all be blessed. Peace.